Blog Talk Radio.
Showing up yet at all.
I'm not sure why not.
It's showing up on YouTube.
Go to the other tab, or the Facebook tab. Yeah. Okay, go back to the other one. Yeah.
It's not saying I'm live or anything.
I got it in there. My goodness, why is it not going? No. Go back. What does that see? That's why. Give me that key. Copy that. No, click the copy button there. Hold on, guys. I had it going. Someone changed something. Hopefully it's going to let me do this without any issues. Okay. Show it down there. Right. What's up, fellas? All right. It's always something. What's going on, everybody? Will Johnson, Jay McCaney, Jermaine Batiel, and the crazy mind of Jamal. What's going on, everybody?
It's all crazy. It's the new show. It's Negroes on Time.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. 30 seconds into it, and they're already going to shut it down.
I said Negroes.
It don't matter. Negroes. It's still close enough.
Yeah,
what's going on, everybody? What's going on, guys?
Use the PC of people of color.
Okay. It's colored people on time tonight.
Yeah, I forgot that he's a little dyslexic, too, so you got to forgive him.
You said people of color. Well, we all know what people of color mean. Color folk.
Yeah. So, hey, guys. So, we almost went to war. Good thing we didn't. President Trump did not give the elitists what they were looking for here. You know, they shot those missiles up and no one was killed, but they were trying to get President Trump to just overreact. And you notice they did the same thing with the drone. They wanted President Trump to just overreact. Just go do it, President Trump. Just do it. But he didn't overreact. And because even though he didn't overreact, the Democrats are still trying to remove his ability from running the government, from being president. That is the ultimate goal of the Democrats right now, to see how they can hinder President Trump for doing his job and how they can prevent him from protecting Americans, not only at home, but abroad. So, hey, I want to thank everyone for joining us. We are live on YouTube, Facebook, Periscope, Twitch, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank everyone for joining us. So we are live and direct, and we are at it tonight. So we're going to talk about the Democrats that are anti-American. You know what, fellas? I believe that the Democrats are all anti-American. They haven't demonstrated anything how they are for the American people and how they want to help the American people and what they're going to do to help President Trump protect the American people. They're doing just the opposite. Anybody?
I think it's sad more than anything else. You know, people think it's parody when I post things like the Democrat Party hates America. But it's not parody. It is the actual truth. Every day that we go further and further, people, you know, it's the lie that's being told that, well, it's Donald Trump that they hate. Do you know the reason why they hate Donald Trump? They hate Donald Trump because Donald Trump is standing in the way of them hating America. I don't understand how much more common sense you need to have in order to understand that. What has the Democrat Party ever done to Chicago? What have they ever done to Los Angeles? Here in Alabama, what have they ever done to Birmingham? What have they done to Atlanta, Georgia? If you think that the Democrat Party slash the Socialist slash Communist Party is going to do anything to better America, you are out of your mind.
Yep.
Jermaine? You know, the Democrat Party is absolutely out of control. You know, with this last airstrike here that happened, you would think these Democrats that claim to be Americans would be on our side. But they are showing, quote-unquote, solidarity in their eyes to the Iranians.
Yeah.
We have people like Colin Kaepernick, right, talking about, you know, American imperialism on black and brown countries. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, what you are seeing is communism right in front of your face. You can't get around it. I mean, pure Marxism. And people got to understand that these Democrats don't care about America. They don't care about Americans. They only care about power, and they foment division. You have CNN, MSNBC, NBC, and the rest of these fake news actors crying about Soleimani. They speak about this man as if he's a scholar, like he's some, man to look up to. So we need to understand the propaganda that's coming out and really fight against it by telling the truth. And I love what President Trump is doing. He's telling the truth as it is. Soleimani killed a lot of American troops by IEDs, by a whole bunch of these guerrilla tactics that they have in the Middle East. I mean, you guys know what I'm talking about, especially the guys who are in the military. Our brothers, our sisters are out there fighting, and they need our support. And the way the Democrats are turning this game into, in their eyes, they're turning into some sort of Vietnam, which to me is, quite discouraging.
You know, when you sit there and you look at the Democrat Party, it is just downright pathetic. Pathetic. They're sitting up here going for Iran. Whatever made Iran feel good, they're good. That's what they want. You have news media fawning over this man who was an absolute terrorist. Okay, and they're worried, oh my gosh, should President Trump have taken him out? The media is doing everything they can to cover up Barack Obama and his chicken head wife last eight years in office. His failed policies. Barack Obama is the reason why that the Iranians' ballistic missiles program have gotten better.
Yep.
The reason why they gotten more terrorists and more militia groups on them, because they're able to pay more money. This mess should have been, never had happened, but Barack Obama released over $150 billion to the Iranians. It's a reason why. It's a reason why when they were under sanctions, they didn't get that money that was put on them from the 1970s. Personally, I felt America should have took that money. If you a drug dealer, what do our police force do? They take your money, they catch you with it, and they use it elsewhere.
Yep.
That's what should have happened with the Iranian money. It's enough states in America that we could have told them, oh, well, you know, y'all were misbehaving, so we took your money. But, hey, here go $1.50 and a bus ticket.
Yep. Hey, guys, so so I have a video clip that I want to play for you guys, and this is probably going to, like, really get at you, and that's the reason why. I got a couple of clips. So, you know, the progressive or the congressional progressive council, they're trying to, you know, they're trying to bring up resolution to remove President Trump's power, you know, war power. And I have this video with Ilhan Omar. I don't know if you've seen this from earlier, but Ilhan Omar, and there's a freshman senator representative named Elise Slotkin. And she's from Michigan, and she was a former CIA and Pentagon analyst. And she's expected to lead the still unreleased resolution stating that the Trump administration's military hostility with Iran must cease within 30 days if there's no further congressional action taken. I mean, so basically here they're trying to tell President Trump how he can and cannot do his job. And they're trying to prevent him, like I said, from protecting American people. So let me put this video up on the screen for you, so you can guys and so you guys can hear exactly what she's saying.
I feel ill a little bit because of everything that is taking place, and I think every time I hear about conversations around war, I find myself being stricken with PTSD.
Oh my God.
Did she actually say that?
She's been stricken with PTSD. She felt
ill. Did she actually say that she's stricken with PTSD?
Look up, I can't see you.
Did she actually say that she's...
Oh, my God. Look down.
Yes, she actually did say that.
You know, Ilhan Omar is from my state. She's absolutely outrageous. There's people climbing up to take her out in this next election season. Ilhan Omar, instead of her speaking like this, ladies and gentlemen, she should be worrying about... you know, her failed marriage to her brother, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff that I'm not going to explain on here. You guys know what the deal is with her. But Ilhan Omar, she's an agent. She's like a sleeper cell in this country.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She does not care about Americans. You know her rhetoric already, right? Some people did something.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, how she talks about American lives so callous. People need to understand that she is not there to bring unity at all. She's there as an instrument of division. And from what I've been hearing from Jack Posobiec and a lot of these other characters, they've been saying that she is actually some Qatar agent.
Yep.
You know, which is a big deal. So,
yeah.
You know, she's a very bad actor.
There's so much. I mean, we don't even have the time to even go over all the corruption in her camp alone. We don't. You know, first and foremost, she's being investigated for campaign fraud. She's also being investigated for illegal coming into this country illegally.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there for her to say that she has PTSD, I mean that right there, I mean that's a slap in every American troop face too. I want you to understand that because she thinks that she can just say anything that she wants. Some people did something. Some people did something.
Right.
I mean, really? You know, the biggest problem right now is that it's not that the Democrat Party is being ran over by these corrupt leftists. This is the logical conclusion to where the Democrat Party has come. This is where they come. They have came full of. This is what they're supposed to be right here. This is what they are. They are a party of communism.
They're not even hiding it. They're not even hiding it any longer.
They're not hiding. Nope. They are not hiding it. They are nothing else other than they talk about how bad Russia is, but why is Russia bad when you want the same thing Russia has?
Yep.
You want to be able to control people's free speech. You want people to be able to. You want to be able to control their God. You want them to be able to. They want you to say what they want you to say. And if you don't think the way that they want you to think, then they're gonna make you pay.
Yep, absolutely. What do you got to say, Jamal?
You know what? Long time ago, when that trash came on the scene and nobody called her out strongly, when they allow her to say the crap she said, however. Sit there and silence Congressman King when he didn't come back up and speak something, say, hey, you're going to accuse me of white nationalism, but you got this black heifer up here saying this crap, and now you come up, she's a home wrecker, you know, all
home
this white supremacy. Yeah,
home
wreckers. But you know what? She liked that white meat, Shank. I bet you that. I bet you that. She liked being stabbed by the white meat, Shank. So obviously, she say one thing, and then she turn around and do another. Here's the thing about Ilhan Omar. If she was in a Muslim country, she had been stoned to death a long time ago. Not because she's with someone white, no, because they're white Muslims. Not because she's with someone white, no, nothing wrong with that. It's because she is a female, ho-hopper.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she is. She is a female ho-hopper. She's a hoe. That just keep it real. She's a hoe. That's what she is.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
She is.
This woman has gotten away with stuff because she hide behind her race, she hide behind her gender, and
yep.
She hide behind her religion. We are, don't you notice, Western states have all these radicals, but you don't see these radicals in Islamic states. Don't you notice that? Her type of radicalism, you don't see no Christian feminists in an Islamic state like that, any type of Muslim country where there's a parliament, you don't see no radical Christian feminists, but we always have this radical Islamic feminist trash in Western government.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? So she goes on to say, talking about how President Trump is trying to take us into war. Mind you, we could have gone to war with the when they shot down the drone, but we didn't go to war. He could have gone to war.
That wasn't the only time either,
though. You know what I'm saying? But think about it. We could be at war right now had he retaliated after they shot those missiles last night. But he didn't. President Trump has been trying to keep us out of war from day one. So past 3 years, have we been at war with Iran? And they try to say because he got out of the Iranian nuclear deal that we're putting ourselves in jeopardy. No, it was a bad deal for America. Why did it benefit America? It did not benefit America. So let me play this other clip for you with Ilhan Omar.
Since he got into office, the president of the United States has been goading Iran into war. First, he canceled our best shot at avoiding armed conflict, the Iran nuclear deal. Then he announced crippling sanctions to starve the innocent people of Iran. And whether he publicly says he wants nothing to do with wars or that he wants to end endless wars. We know that his actions are contradictory to his statements because every single person he surrounded himself with has been itching to go to war with Iran.
That is a total lie. That is a total lie. If we, if everybody wanted to go to war with President Trump wanted to go to war with Iran, we would have been at war with Iran after they shot down that drone. Go ahead, Jermaine.
You know, this is absolutely ridiculous. A lot of this started with, you know, the last president, President Obama, right? Bringing a whole bunch of cash and this nuclear deal that was, you know, bogus from the beginning. A lot of people need to understand that these people that are over there in Iran, they want to kill us. Okay, they have a different philosophy. They got a different way of looking at the world than we do. This PC diplomacy that we have where we believe that, you know, we give people who hate us money and all of a sudden they're supposed to somehow, you know, change their mind about us. This is this liberal PC diplomacy. We're dealing with folks who have like a 17th century type of thinking, right? Yep. This thinking, ladies and gentlemen, is whoever has the biggest stick rules the fort. This is that type of a thinking. So they don't, you know, adhere to this type of PC diplomacy. They think it's funny that we're doing this. You'll bring us, they, you know, we bring them cash. We give them aid, right? We help them out economically. And what do we get back? And F you, a chant that death to America, right? I mean, the death of our soldiers. So people need to understand that we were already in this position, whether, you know, Trump decided to retaliate or not. I think it's just very poor that we have Democrats in office who are, you know, treating this situation in this manner.
Well, they do that because they're anti-American, in my opinion. Go ahead, Jay.
I want to read this short thing to you. May 2019, Iran attacked oil tankers in the Gulf. June 2019, Iran shoots down U.S. drone. July 2019, Iran seizes British oil tankers. September 2019, Iran attacked Saudi state-run oil company. December 2019, Iran attacked military bases in Iraq. Same month, last month, Iran stormed the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. But yet, they want to say that President Trump is the one that wants to start a war.
Exactly. I read that same thing.
And not only that, I'm not done. Not only that, this is right after you've had John Kerry and all of Obama administration negotiating after they're out of office now with Iran. Now,
yeah.
tell me, now, are you going to tell me that I don't believe in coincidence? I can't even set that up. I don't believe in coincidence. When you have U.S. officials, when you have used to be U.S. officials going over to a foreign land to talk to foreign officials about anything, that is against the Constitution of the United States, and they should be locked up for doing the things that they've done.
Yep.
You know, I remember back under Barack Obama presidency, there was this preacher in Florida, and he had a burned Quran day. Y'all remember that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Every time we look on the Middle East, we hear, "Don't do America! Don't do America! A dying you need to say on." But soon as you let a Baptist preacher here in America have a burn Quran day, no, we can't have you doing that. You're offending people. You don't want to make them mad. They're already chanting death to America. What do you think they're playing?
Yep.
When the last truth be told, There should be so many, but since they want the holy, salami, you got fried and caught salami, Now that everyone doing all that,
there
should be some type of preacher. There should be some type of preacher somewhere having burn Quran days to show them that the American people can get just as nasty and can say Foxtrot uniform your country too.
Yep.
I love it. And I want to add this here, Will. You got to think about it like this. The rules of engagement for our troops, I mean, it really sucks for them because when the Iranians kill Americans, they don't care about our customs, our culture, right? They behead us. They, you know, take pictures of us. You know, they make fun of us. They, you know, decapitate the body, excuse me, and also destroy the body. But when we kill Iranian soldier, you know what happens? We must adhere to the Muslim culture and the Muslim law.
Yep.
How does this, I mean, it blows my mind that we even have to do this.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right.
So we're handicapped just going into war.
Let me add on to what Jamar was saying too, how they're saying that, how they say death to America.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference between no Trump, no wall, no USA at all?
None at all.
I mean, what is the difference? So if there's no USA at all, how do you achieve that? By destroying the USA. And you have the leftists, you have Democrats saying that. No Trump, no wall, no USA at all. It's the same thing. I mean, so when we these leftists, the Democrats, they're all anti-American. They go against President Trump. And then they tried to make it look like that Soleimani was a good guy. Why did President Trump do this? Why did President Trump take him out? Past administrations didn't see the need to take him out. So why did he do it? Well, maybe because they've already killed over 600 Americans. And then on top of that, the Pentagon said that he was going to attack someone else. He was going to attack more people. He was going to attack more facilities, more locations. And they don't want to acknowledge that. And then on top of that, he was not only killing Americans, but he was killing Iraqis. He was killing Iranians. He was killing Syrians. He was killing people. No one is shedding a tear, not even the people in Iran. The only people in Iran are doing it is the people who want to create this animosity, the one who wants to control the government, the one that wants to go to war, go to the holy war, and bring on the end-time biblical battle that's going to start down the Euphrates River. Yeah, that's hey, they're the ones that's wanting to do that.
I got a question real quick, everybody, real quick, so everybody out there can hear it, because I posed it this morning. They were mad at President Trump when they were like, no, he's talking about bombing cultural centers. He's talking about blowing up their history. The same people here in America that was doing that complaining are the same people in America pulling down statues.
Yep.
The same people in America that were opposed to the Betsy Ross flag, the same people in America that got a problem with this flag, the same people in America who had a plaque added to Thomas Jefferson's memorial because he has slaves. So how can you sit here and tell me I should be sad and upset that President Trump will go bombs over Baghdad? Oh, he was going to bomb and that cultural site, and he was going to blow all that up.
Yeah.
But you want to tear down the stuff in America.
Okay, let me play this other one, and then Jermaine, you come in and comment on it. I got another video clip. This is another one with Ilhan Omar, where she's saying that President Trump created this crisis. President Trump is the one who's initiating all of the issues that we're having. It's President Trump. They're all blaming President Trump.
And this is a man who is both an arsonist and a fireman. he starts a crisis, then he wants to create the appearance of wanting to solve it. He's done that here.
You see, I mean, this is how these idiots, this is how they think. Go ahead, Jermaine.
You know, this is a clear case of a woman who's trying to distort the truth, who's trying to twist history. This is a complete lie. Mm. One thing you'll recognize with these Democrats is that these Democrats have the same mantra about, you know, these type of dictators. Haven't you noticed they never talk bad about these dictators?
No,
at
they
all.
They don't call them dictators.
Yeah, they don't. If they're socialists, if they're killing folks, they don't care. They only talk bad about Americans. Haven't you noticed that? They don't care about the communist Chinese that has labor camps, that have, you know, a whole bunch of Muslims in there and they're killing Muslims every day. They never say anything about that. They never talk about how a lot of the Iranians have slaves over there, right? Ooh, let's be quiet. They never speak about that. They never talk about the bloodshed of the thousands, not even thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that die every year in that country. They never speak about the atrocities of that. But yet they want to speak about this nonsense about President Trump retaliating and keeping America's interests safe. It's to me, it's bizarre and it's crazy. People need to wake up.
Yep. Go ahead, Jay.
I mean, it goes with the same thing that we've been talking about the whole time. I mean, you got the Democrat Party that's saying what's that which is good is now evil, and that which is evil is now good. Bottom line, look what they're doing to our public schools. They're teaching that there are 872,000 genders. They're teaching that, I mean, all they're teaching are the pillars of Islam.
Yep.
This is what the Democrat Party want to destroy America. And I said this in my video. I said this in a couple of videos already. If you support the Democrat Party that support terrorism, guess what you are? Guess what you are? Yeah, I'll let you come to your own conclusion. I won't have to call this to you. But if you support a party that support terrorism, guess what you are now?
Yep, absolutely.
Bottom line,
Jamal.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm gonna try to be nice about it. Okay, so dang, I just forgot my train of thought. Lord Jesus help. Okay, here's the thing. Yeah, I know, right? I just forgot my train of thought. If you have, you ever notice every country that has this problem with people like Ian and Omar, they're being taken advantage of by their Western culture kindness. You don't see China with the Muslim problem, do you? You don't see a Ian and Omar in China, do you? You don't see her in North Korea. Matter of fact, you don't hear about her in Russia. Let's see where else you don't hear about it. You don't hear about them in Vietnam. You sure don't hear about them in India. So what could be going on to where we seem to have people like Ian and Omar talking this type of craziness? People like her from the stripper squad, I call them the stripper squad, coming to the stage, Ian and Omar. So what is all the thing that you can tell? Oh, that's right. They take advantage because they're in a Western culture where they can speak this garbage freely. China don't have this problem. You don't hear about China saying you got Muslim terrorists because you walk around with a long beard and a dashiki and all that stuff on. They coming for your high power and throwing you in jail. Matter of fact, you don't hear radical women like her. You don't hear radical women like Ian and Omar in a Muslim parliament.
Because
if she opened up her mouth, they got some bricks, rocks, and boulders for her.
Yep.
Know your place. Shut up. And real quick, Do you know why so many people turned out in Iran for this Mr. General Salami funeral? Because when they knocked on your door, if you said you won't go into the funeral, they beheaded you and took your body.
Yeah, I heard they were holding people at gunpoint, telling them that they had to attend the funeral as well. And they were saying when they were at the funeral, they had to act like they were sad that he was gone. There was many people I saw this video with this lady on Facebook, and she was saying there was many people from Iran was tweeting out there saying, thank you, President Trump. They were making cakes, and they were all celebrating that President Trump took out this monster that was killing people. He was killing people constantly, and they took him out. And he was probably going to be the next leader. Because to my understanding, the supreme leader right now in Iran, he's old, and he's, according to the reports that I heard, he's about to check out. But anyway, he's about to check out. So Soleimani was about to take control of Iran altogether. So President Trump went ahead and took out the issue. Now, that brings me to this next clip that I want to play for you guys and get your opinion on it. This is another one with yours truly, Ilhan Omar, where she is basically saying that, you know, President Trump or the past administration didn't find the need to take him out. It wasn't worth the trouble. And then she even tried to say that Israel didn't even want to do it either, that he wasn't worth the trouble. But you know what? I don't believe that. This guy, Iran, had been calling death to Israel. They don't have a problem with him going away. They probably wanted him to go away a long time ago. So here's this clip.
We know that previous administrations did a cost-benefit analysis on whether to assassinate Soleimani, and their assessment was that he wasn't worth the trouble. That has been the assessment of the Israelis and other allies, as we've learned. Many have wanted the opportunity to take him out and known he is a malicious actor. So what made this different, that it didn't require clear deliberation of what was going to be the consequence and not allow for a notification and consultation with Congress?
What made this different? She really had to ask that question, right? They all have to ask that question. What made this different? This was different because he had already killed over 600 people. Mm-hmm. He already said that. So let me give it like this. Since he's already killed so many people in the past, and he come out and say that they're going to kill more people and hit more locations, do you believe him or not? Or do you wait to see if he actually does it? He's already demonstrated that's exactly what he's going to do. And the reason why President Trump did not go inform these anti-American leftists is because they would have tipped him off.
There
I
you
guarantee
go.
It. Go ahead, Jermaine.
There you go. It's very simple why he didn't tell these anti-American leftists like Nancy Pelosi, because they would have tipped him off. Obama, the Democrats, they're in cahoots with Iran and the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE. That's their party. That's their group. So if you're going to go speak to them about taking out one of their friends, of course they're going to tell their friends about it. Yeah, we're right. I mean, let's be honest. They're going to go tell their friends about it. Like Andrew McKay, right? The one that said that he converted into being a Muslim. A lot of these Democrats have converted into being Muslim. So we have to understand that these people are playing a different game than what they are presenting to Americans. So we need to, smarten up.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, Jay.
for us to think that we can play nice with these people, that should tell you right there that this is coming from someone that will continue to vote my conservative values as long as they are lined up with my biblical values. We have a weak and spineless Republican Party that will not call out these people like Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Rashida Tlaib. They will not call these people out, and that right there upset me more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It is an abysmal, shameful thing for these people to get up on camera day in and day out to continue to talk about how Trump has done nothing but bad in this country. But yet, they say nothing about Obama 44 that has given these terrorist countries as much money as they given them.
Yep.
Let's not forget this, too. He traded 5 terrorists for a deserter. Let's not forget that. We lost men looking for this deserter. But yet, he's like, oh, well, just give it to us. Just give them 5 terrorists. That's okay. We're going to be safe for 4. He always used that as an excuse whenever he wanted to get to collude with terrorists.
Yeah, exactly. But that's because American lives don't mean anything. Not even to Democrats, they don't mean anything. Go ahead, Jamal.
Coming to the stage, you're in Magic City. It's time for our favorite 4 strippers. It's time for the Puerto Rican, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And coming from Wakanda, Miss Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and coming from Wakanda, Ilhan Omar, she made Prince Wakanda drop. He couldn't take it. She's from Somalia. And coming from Massachusetts, the big money queen, Mrs. Presley. And last and not least, for MF from Detroit, Mrs. Rashida Tlaib. Everybody gives a hand for the squad. Get your dollars ready. So, let me say this. For everyone ought to notice, if everybody want this man dead, obviously something's wrong. Everybody wants this man dead. Muslims wanted him dead. And she's like, well, we shouldn't have taken him out. Hold up. Everybody wanted him dead. Mm-hmm. But like I said, Jay said it, and I got the piggyback on it. She is the Republican Party, my spineless, henpecked, sissified, yellow-bellied Republicans. I love my Republican Party, but until we stop being worried about being called racist and Islamophobic and homophobic, when we start worrying about that and call people out, like black Democrats call people out with their ignorance, we can get some change. I'll be honest with you. Can you imagine me in Congress? And how I would purposefully say what I just said. I'm like, excuse me, Madam Speaker. You know, I thank the 4 stripper squad for speaking over there. But you know, it's time for us to do it. Hey, you know, Ilhan Omar, you talk about you know, white supremacy. Say hi to your white meat shank when you get home. But you know, those are the things that Republicans have to do. We have to hit back and not be scared. When we take control of the House, if Ilhan Omar is still in Congress, you need to have the Speaker of the House, who is a Republican then, say, you're not getting that security no more. You're not getting extra security. We can't afford it. Let her sit there and cry. Oh, they're trying to kill me. We're not trying to kill you. We're just going to show you equality. We're going to treat you fair, like if you was a regular white woman.
Mm.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, the Democrats, I mean, just think about this, guys. This is the year 2020, and we actually have people in Congress that is fighting the United States president from protecting Americans. How do you even fix your mouth, your mind to do such a thing? But yet here we are, the year 2020, and we have Democrats or Democrats, however you want to call them. They're all anti-American. They're fighting the president. And they keep saying that President Trump wants to take us to war, and yet he hasn't taken us to war. they keep trying to do stuff to put us in that position because they wanted him. Now, you know what's really amazing? They wanted him to go to war after they shot down the drone. Even Democrats were talking about going to war with Iran. And then they were kind of upset because he didn't. And so they're trying to get President Trump to do something. So then that way the people say, why did he do that? It's terrible. He should have never done that. But you know what? He is playing chess while they're playing checkers, and he's beating them at their own game. And they don't even see it. They don't even recognize it. And you know what? I love it. I mean, so right now with all these Democrats, I mean, they're doing legislation. They're trying to pass bills to try to prevent the man from doing his job. And you know what? This is how I see it, that when they attack him, they're attacking all of us.
Yeah.
Because we don't mean nothing to them. We're nothing. And they can't stand the fact that he's doing stuff that's helping all of us. Okay, so I got one more clip that I want to squeeze out here. This is a really short clip. And this is, again, of course, with Ilhan Omar. Just listen to what she says here.
I think as important as it is to pause and to reassess, it's also important to know that we are dealing with an irrational administration. And so we have to make sure that we are reasserting our power.
Their power. See, that's the same thing in the House. The only reason why they were able to impeach President Trump in the House is because they control the House. So they say they have all the power. So they believe that they are equal to President Trump. That's why Nancy Pelosi still has it in her mind that she's equal to President Trump, which is completely insane. Go ahead, Jermaine.
Yeah.
You know, what they're playing is pure politics right now. They believe that the war is unpopular, right? War is unpopular. And to be honest, war is unpopular amongst the constituents, right? So they're playing on that card right now. And they're hoping that they can, you know, ride this until election. Hey, President Trump, he's an animal. He's crazy. I mean, he can just go to war at a whim. I mean, he's not rational at all. This is what they are trying to portray to the constituents. And it's not working. It's not working at all because who he killed. The country that we're facing, and also, you know, just the situation that we're at hand. I mean, these people are absolutely nuts. So, Will, it has absolutely nothing to do with, them thinking that they're protecting American lives or them thinking that they care about the country. It's all about politics. It's all about trying to get Trump out, and they are trying to ride the, you know, I don't like war theme. And if you look at around the net right now, there's a lot of, you know, memes that are up where people are saying, hey, I don't want to go to war. You could bomb President Trump, Iran. Yeah. This is the way they're talking, right?
Yeah,
there's been a picture of the White House, right? And somebody circled the White House and put
Albert
this
Haynes
the U.S.
Albert Haynes
bomb here. You've seen it, right?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that one.
I have. Ex-football player, Tennessee Titans. He used to play for the Tennessee Titans.
There you go.
Had a meme put out there with the White House on a map, and in a red circle,
there you go.
He said, this is where you need to bomb. And
wow.
Look, if this was a bomber in the White House and people did this, you would have had the National Guard at this person's house kicking this door down, dragging him out by his drawers and putting him in with his hands behind his head.
The FBI, yes.
Mm-hmm. Here's another thing, too. Didn't mean to cut you off, Jermaine. Didn't mean to
off. Go ahead. I'm done.
Here's another thing that is a side effect as well. We do have men over in the Middle East right now. We have military men and women in the Middle East right now. What do you think is doing it to them to hear on the news how they're talking about the commander in chief? How much dissension do you think it's going to cause when their sergeant or their NCO tell them, hey, I need you to be on fire duty tonight, fire guard tonight, so that you can make sure that the rest of the troops are safe? How do you think that man is going to feel? How do you think that woman is going to feel? See, this goes way beyond politics. This is the point I'm trying to bring home every time. When you support a party that want to divide America like these people are doing, you really need to ask yourself, do you really want to be a part of that party?
Yep, exactly. Say, go ahead, Jamal.
Oh, I won't go say too much. But here's the problem. Here's the problem when it comes to the gentleman who said what he said about bomb here. Somebody should have put out a meme, a famous person should have put out a meme who support Trump and says, Iran, please don't bomb these places no more. Detroit, St. Louis, New York, every major city and say, because somebody's been bombing here. Show black folk walking around. Show Baltimore. Would you please stop your rat invasion of coming to America? Mm. You know, these are the things people have to do to hit back. We can no longer continue to say, you know, they're doing this and they're doing that. We have to hit back, and we have to hit back even harder. When George Lopez said, hey, we'll kill, he said they would do it for half of that, for the 80 million. George Lopez said, you know what? Somebody should have jumped on TV and said, hey, if you want to do Obama, I'll do it for a food stamp card, a ginger ale,
and an EBT.
You know, and then make people mad. As long as if the people on that side can say what they want and we don't respond, and when we respond, we don't care. I mean, I don't care. You know what? There used to be a picture around, and they used to show Barack Obama and his chicken head, ugly-looking man wife. Michelle Obama looking like a bunch of monkeys like this. But when President Trump came in, they was calling him the orange orangutan, doing the same thing. I took that picture of Barack Obama. Somebody black put the picture up there with Donald Trump looking like a monkey, and I put Barack Obama. Man, how can you put that? That's wrong. I said, oh, well, you post your monkey, I'll post my. They hurried up and took that post down. That's how you beat them. You don't beat them being nice. You have to grab. You have to bite them. You got to kick them in the you got to keep doing what you're doing, because we're not going to win trying to be friends with them.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think we're past and beyond the point where you can play nice. I mean, I'm not saying we have to go out and be violent towards them, but yeah. I think we're completely past the point to where we can say that, hey, let's just, you know, sit down and have the conversation. You can't, because the left, they are violent. The left is anti-American. All we want to have is our freedom. We want to have peace of mind. We want to grow up. We want to have our children grow up. We want to have our families together. We want to just live our lives. But you can't do that because the Democrats have a different agenda for our lives, not just our country. That's why they're trying to indoctrinate our children today, because they have a different idea on how people should live. Look how they've been doing black people ever since. The Democrats want to control everybody and everything, and because they can't with President Trump in office, they feel that he's in the way.
Yep.
People, and a lot of people still don't even realize that. There was this lady just today found out that President Trump had been impeached in the House. Just today. Just found out today. So there's many people in America that don't even have a clue on what's happening, what's going on. So we're right at the end, guys. We got like 5 minutes left. So, you know, this is amazing that we are living right here, and it's like so much confusion, so much chaos going on, and they're still moving forward on trying to impeach President Trump over nothing, and they're still fishing. They're still fishing like, oh, we got to get something. They still don't have anything on the man.
Yeah.
And what's so crazy, Will, they haven't even started the impeachment trial yet.
No.
The Senate can start it. What are they waiting for? Mitch McConnell says he has the votes to, you know, to get the whole thing started. Why are they waiting? What is the holdup right now? And this is what I'm so leery about, because we know how sneaky the Democrats are, and we know how crazy these feckless Republicans are.
Yep.
You know, anything can happen right now, Will.
Yep. Jay, last statement.
I just pray that people will wake up. I mean, we can go on another hour, and if people are still blinded by the fact of listening to the people that hate America, then there's nothing else that can be said.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, they have to see the Democrat Party as the enemy of America.
Yeah.
I made a post a couple of days ago, said that Iran is not the biggest threat to America. The Democrat Party is.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
It is. That is
not partisan or anything else. That's common sense.
Yep.
Go ahead. When you have the Democrat Party that support everything that God has called an abomination, and you want to be on that side, good luck with that.
Yep. Say, Jamal, go ahead. Do it really quick. About to run out of time here.
Okay, let me say this real quick, Dan. Everyone, I've said it before, won't take it back. The Democrat Party, anybody that votes for Democrats, are not our fellow Americans. But as long as if you, the American people, keep allowing them to do what they do and you don't get no pushback, just as nasty, they're going to continue to do what they do. You notice you don't see them stopping traffic in Montgomery, Alabama, Jackson, Mississippi. You don't see them doing that. You don't see them stopping traffic in Florida. You don't see them stopping traffic in the deep south.
No, you
notice
don't.
That, right? It's a reason.
Yep, absolutely. So, Jay, 30 seconds. Go ahead, lead us out in prayer.
I'm not a Southern Baptist, so okay.
Yeah, do it pretty quick because we're about to run out.
Lord, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this opportunity that you've given us to be able to shed light in darkness, Father. And I pray right now, Father, Lord, that we as American citizens will stand not only on the Constitution of the United States, but also on the Word of God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just give you all honor and glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Awesome. All right, so I want to thank everyone for joining us that was on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Periscope, and of course, Blog Talk Radio. You can go to Blog Talk Radio and find us on there. And you just look up To The Point with Will Johnson. All right, so I do that weekdays now. So this is on Wednesday night, it's To The Point with the 4Js. So again, guys, thank you so much for coming on with me. It's been such an honor and a blessing to have you here with me. And God's willing, we'll see you next week. Peace.
Have you guys saw the 4J's page?
Yeah, it said that we can't post. It was about what the heck happened.
They're like I said before, they're about to start hitting conservatives a lot harder because of the election.
They said what about the page?
Your page, the 4J. Uh-huh.
Our page has been flagged for wanting to page. In other words, it's like being banned off your personal page. But it's with our group page. Praise.
Okay. Yeah, we're offline.
Now, what about our page now?
Our page has been flagged for going against Facebook pages/whatever policies. And that's the reason why we couldn't start the video on Facebook.